The Acquest Podcast, funds industry conversations.
Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to this very special bonus edition of the Acquest Podcast. Let me set the scene before I introduce our guest for this podcast. So it is the Basis Point annual golf event, and I'm guessing a lot of people there, being busy professionals, have not seen their golf club since the Basis Point event last year. So I wanted to do a little bit to help you get it off the first tee. To do that, I'm joined by the head pro at Killiney Golf Club, Leo Hines. Thanks very much for joining us, Leo.
You're very welcome.
Give us a little intro about yourself and how you got to be in the illustrious position.
Well, my dad started me when I was two. Became pretty good at that age and plodded along. Basically loved golf and went to UCD, did my sports management, basically went to UCD on a scholarship, played a lot of golf in UCD with a good friend of ours, Carl, and then decided to go the full hog. I was a good teacher, understood the swing, did my 3 years degree program.
You are a good teacher, by the way.
Thank you. Did my 3 years degree and that was it, yeah. So I'm head pro here now about 8 years.
And tell me this, there are probably youngsters lying in bed at night dreaming of being golf pros more than they're dreaming of being funds professionals. Is it all it's cracked up to be?
Yeah, it's a tough gig if you're going, you know, on television golf pro. I mean, it's something like 8% or 6% of the guys get through.
Yeah.
My end of things is great. I mean, I really enjoy it. You get a lot out of coaching people. Especially when you obviously see them improving. It's great to see the smile on people's faces or just see them get that sweet strike, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it is, it's good. I mean, I think I have the best job in the world.
Well, I hope everybody listening to this podcast thinks the same thing about their own, but we'll see. So I said that the scene is, it's the first tee, Basis Point golf event, sweaty palms, haven't seen the golf club since this time last year, probably got some clients with you maybe, or even some friends. And the pressure is on. Don't mind the first tee and the Masters on the Thursday. This is the pressure. Try and get off the first tee.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I have at least one teammate who's in this position, and probably two. So any hints and tips for getting it off the first tee when you haven't seen your clubs in a year?
Yeah, well, if you guys are going to listen to this before the day, well, then you're at an advantage. I mean, realistically, you should go and hit some balls somewhere nice and quiet. Do not read YouTube magazines and how to do it. The main thing is find a rhythm. Okay, if you can find a rhythm, and it's ideally not quick, not beat the bejeepers out of it, and a rhythm that has balance in it. So when you swing, you're not falling over, you're not straining any muscles. When you find that rhythm, that'll be your consistency point. But simple things like your ball position, you might have forgotten that for a driver. It's at your left heel if you're a right-handed golfer. So it's forward. Remember that with the driver. Middle for your irons. But light grip pressure. You know, stand as wide as your shoulders. The main thing is have rotation in it. Turn your body. Allow it to turn like you're throwing a ball down the range with your arm. You'd naturally turn your body. So the more you can naturally turn and the more balance you have at the end of that, it's worth more than beating the hell out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about swing thoughts?
Swing thought is slow and short. You don't want big backswings. You want a nice compact backswing. You want it to be very, very controllable. I give the analogy of hammering a nail into a wall. You know, you don't bring the hammer back 2 feet to make sure you bang the nail into the wall good and hard. You give it a short, quick, hard tap. So the more condensed your golf swing, really, realistically, the better. The more repeatable it becomes.
Right. And let's say somebody listens to this a week in advance of the event. Is it worth trying to get out every day?
No, don't kill yourself. Get out once, maybe twice, but no. And a small basket of balls. Don't buy a big basket of balls and break in a sweat. It's quality water than quantity when you get to the range. And what I mean by that is it's quality of strike. So take your time, go through a routine, what you do beforehand, remember how to aim, remind yourself how to do those things, aim, how to grip, spend time on the little things in the setup routine, and the end outcome generally becomes better.
And what about expectations for the day then, in terms of having a nice time and not wanting to throw the clubs in the lake at the end?
Keep them low. Expectations should be low. I mean, realistically, unless you're practicing all day, every day, you're not going to be like the guys on the television. And even at that, it's difficult. So, you know, have a goal setting. I'm sure all these guys have had goal sets. You know, make small, short-term goals for today. Contact the ball. I mean, just make contact, hit the sweet spot rather than beat the bejeepers out of it. Okay. Even if it's a half a swing for these people, you'd be surprised how far a half a swing would go with a good strike.
Right. So get the rhythm, get the setup, and then just keep it a fairly shortish rhythmic swing.
Short backswing, rotate yourself through, try and hold the finish. If you're falling over at the end of the golf swing, there's something wrong.
So what about the other end of the spectrum? They're listening to this podcast on the way to the golf course.
Yeah, they're in panic mode. No, I mean, they need to relax. And I mean, it's hard to relax, but you need to just make some swings, do something. You know what I mean? Don't just walk rack up to the first tee and go, I'm going to do this. You know, make some swings somewhere. There'll be a practice net there or something. 30 swings is the minimum number of swings, if you wanted to know, before your body is somewhat calibrated.
Really?
Yeah. So I always ask my pupils, whether it's 30 swings without a ball or with a ball, you got to get that minimum number before coordination starts to really occur.
Okay.
Anything more than that, happy days.
So 30 swings and just...
slow, smooth balance.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. No, they'd be fine. Falling over and thrashing at it. You know, everyone hits the ball. You know, these guys hit the ball and they fall backwards. They're taking two steps backward, trying to leather it.
Yeah.
The one who has the balance will be the one who makes contact more often than not.
Okay, great. So that's going to help everybody get off the first tee. Have an enjoyable day at the Basis Point golf outing. Hopefully we'll come home with the prizes, but I don't know. We'll see. As long as we have a good day out and raise a few quid for a very worthy charity, that's the main point. Thanks very much for your time, Leo. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And I shall be watching out for rhythmic swings all over the golf course and report back.
That's it. Good stuff. Best of luck, everybody.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Danny.
The Equest Podcast. Funds Industry Conversations.